Bill, did you sneak in the playlist?
Do what?
Did you sneak in the playlist?
Yes.
A little bit of Jay and the Americans.
Yes. And you know, I see that Clearance Clearwater Revival has a prominent role in a lot of our songs. And that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Well, anyway, we're back. This is The Mix. This is WKGC 90.7 and HD.
Come here on. When you need us.
Thank you. I'm Tom Hoots, and I'm coaching Caleb Jordan along as we go here. And we're in a studio full of people, but there are a couple of little items that we want to get out there before we return to our live music. And one of which is the Amelia Gallery is having an opening this evening. It's Cups, Form, and Function, where you can go down there and look at these different vessels, I guess I would call them. They're very interesting. One of my favorite shows that goes in every year, and it's also, of course, time so that you could go down there. This stuff's for sale. Some of this is very, very elaborately and beautifully done ceramics. You can buy a Christmas present for somebody you need a very unique gift for. And the other thing is, tonight and tomorrow night, there will be the Panama City Songwriters Festival going on downtown. I think there's about 7 venues that will have artists in it. I think over the period of 2 days, you'll get an opportunity to see 30-some-odd singer-songwriters down there. The event's totally free. It'd be nice if you go to listen to something at the Funky Mermaid, you had a beverage of some sort or another, because those people are being very nice letting the festival go in.
It is a free event to the community. Mm-hmm. However, they are accepting donations, which go to...
Yes, it's a youth music fund that Will Thompson is working on right now.
Which goes to help support music in the youth in our area.
Mm-hmm. That's a very, very worthwhile function. I certainly support that wholeheartedly because...
Instruments are expensive.
Yeah, don't we all know that? Anyway, let's get back to what's at hand. Susan, are you going to, you want to tell us some more about this? I heard there's cooking to be had at the...
Not only are we going to be treated to the Nepalese blues flavor, Aziz is also an amazing cook. And we are going to be offering Nepalese authentic cuisine from 5 to 6 at Roberts Hall. And I might add, and just take this opportunity to say, we're really hoping to make this a cultural exchange. And Kelly and I will be actually going to Kathmandu in June. Kelly will be headlining the Kathmandu 2020 Festival, and we will be holding a workshop for interested blues musicians there.
Excellent. Well, Kelly, are they going to let you go once you get there?
Well, depends on how I behave, I think.
Depends on if he's locked up or not.
Yeah, that's pretty difficult for me. The border thing just kind of makes me nervous, but that's okay. Yeah. It'll be fine.
I think it's going
to
be great.
And a chance to have the exchange of cultures and and just the opportunity, you know, a small town boy from Lynn Haven.
And it's as far away from Lynn Haven as you can ever get.
just
you look
about,
at it.
I mean, yeah.
Unless you're taking the tunnel, I don't know if it's finished from Lynn Haven to Kathmandu yet. Unless you're taking the tunnel, it's a long way around, too. Yeah.
Well, I think there's a real, truly meeting of East and West where you have this fine gentleman playing such great music from his homeland, and he's got a Harley Davidson emblem on his guitar.
There you go.
Yes. So that is East and West.
That's exactly. Anyway, where else are you guys going to be?
There are several shows booked around town. The first one we have coming up that we're going to jointly participate in will be this Sunday. We are having a meeting of the new Blue Waters Blue Society, and this is the election of officers and adoption of the bylaws. The meeting will be held at the House of Bourbon in the Shrimp Boat Restaurant in the St. Andrews section of Panama City. After the meeting, approximately 7 o'clock p.m., we will start a blues jam, and Aziz and I are hosting that blues jam.
What fun.
Yeah, I'm bringing in a bass player and a drummer, Mr. Ben Batchelor on drums and Brian Tice on the bass guitar. And we've got a host of other players that are wanting to come in and play with us. But Aziz and I will be participating in that. November the 23rd at the Zen Garden on Panama City Beach, there will be an art show of some of his photographs that he's taken as a hobby, and he does very professional grade photographs. Assis does. Mm-hmm. And he will have some photos for sale and for viewing and all. And that is November 23rd. December the 12th, there is a new event happening at the Bay County Public Library called Friends of the Northwest Florida Bay County Public Library. And this is an after-hours event on December the 12th at 6 o'clock p.m. Assis will be doing a show there. He'll be performing for about an hour, and that will be in the library. On December the 13th, which is the day after the 12th, every time. Yeah. December the 13th, he is scheduled to perform downtown at Millie's on Harrison Avenue. We have to determine the time because it's kind of a weather-dependent venue. I've been asked to come and join him on that show, so that'll be fun. Then December the 14th, we are going to be performing at the Customer Appreciation Party at Little Village in St. Andrew section. That's kind of cool. I don't know. Do we have a time on that? Probably going to start.
I think 6.
There are several.
It's an all-day event.
The day, I think, and then I think we'll probably go on closer to around 6 o'clock. Assis is going to leave us around December 20th or so. He has a festival scheduled in North Carolina to do on December 31st, and then he's going to return to us in January.
Excellent.
And February 14th, he's scheduled at the Floropolis. Is that how you say
Floropolis?
There you go. That southern accent coming in, man. That's Valentine's Day, February 14th. This will be a songwriter round event that he will be participating in. So that should be cool to hear that, mm-hmm. that exchange of ideas with some of the local songwriters.
Wow.
Then the December 7th gig at Roberts Hall is the one that we're really, really looking forward to, man, because ticket sales have been fairly brisk. So
yeah, and if you haven't been to Roberts Hall, it is a great place. It is a trip back in time.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
Okay. Shut up and play some music. So okay. Can you guys help me out on that?
Sure, well,
we can.
Add a please on there.
Add a please. Yeah. Okay.
I bet if I turn my guitar up, it probably. Yeah.
I have absolutely nothing on your guitar, sir. I'm so sorry.
Well, we're going to take a quick break.
So
we're
going to sort this out. Let's go take a quick break, and I'll figure that one out.
All here on The Mix.
The City of Panama City invites you to join City Manager Mark McQueen for coffee and an open discussion. Be part of the team that's making Panama City bigger, better, and stronger. Monday morning with the manager, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. at the new City Hall, 501 Harrison Avenue.
Blues and classic R&B soul are back on Saturday mornings. Join me, B. Maxwell, from 9 until noon for classic R&B soul right here on WKGC 90.7 FM and HD.
That's right.
And we're back. And Kelly, what are we going to hear?
This is I believe this is an old Robert Geddens tune. This is a song called Tin Pan Alley. It's an old, slow blues tune that we enjoy doing.
Yeah.
This is a cool tune.
Yeah.
This has a nice little story behind it.
down to Tin Pan Alley to see what was going on. Things was too hot down there. I couldn't stay very long. That alley's the roughest place I'd ever been. Shooter, cause he wouldn't shake, rattle, and roll. Hey, 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 hey. That alley's the roughest place I'd ever been. All those people down there, they're killing for their whiskey, what a jam. Hey, Mr. Assis, come here. Standing there, and he had his hand on his gun. He said, "This is a raid, boy. Man, nobody run. Hey, 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 hey." That alley's the roughest place I'd ever been. Away from that alley, and they took me right back to the pen. Thank you. I heard a pistol shoot, and it was a 44. Somebody done killed a crap shooter cause he wouldn't shake, rattle, and roll. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. That alley's the roughest place I'd ever been. They took me away from that alley, man, and they took me right back to the pen.
Very good.
Yeah.
That transported me.
To where?
I just, not the Tin Pan Alley and no. To all these great coffee houses I used to go to in college. And it was just beautiful. Thank you, sir.
Very descriptive song. You know?
Yes.
And that's just puts you right there. You're right. When a song can transport you to a location purely by music and lyrics, isn't that what it's all about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a storyteller.
That's exactly it.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes till the top of the hour.
Okay, you guys want to play us out? Yeah, Asish, you want to just one more time through. The your main thing you're here for is December 7th at Roberts Hall.
Yes, December 7th, which is a Saturday, at historic Roberts Hall in the city of Lynn Haven, Florida. Beginning around 5 o'clock, the hall will open. We will have Asish is going to cook some traditional dishes from the country of Nepal, and we are going to start playing around 6 o'clock, go till around 8 o'clock. Asish and I are going to do some acoustic stuff for a set, and then we're going to add in an unplugged band situation at the low volume, really cool kind of thing. Tickets are on sale through Eventbrite. There are Facebook pages for the Blue Waters Blues Society. You can log on there, and there's a link on that through Facebook. Roberts Hall has a Facebook page. I'm sure it's advertised on there also. It's just going to be a very, very cool cultural exchange event. A don't-miss event, really.
Yeah, it's going to be with you two, and you're having a special secret guest appearance by Slim that it's just one of those things you don't want. If you're a fan of the blues, you don't want to miss
Slim
this.
Fats is a traditional blues god in this area, and I really, not only is he just the traditional blues player, but he's such a joy to watch perform, mm-hmm. and such a good soul.
He's a great person as well. So, Asish, you have something you can play for us, and we'll just fade it out at the top of the hour, okay?
I'm going to play my song from my second album, Dark Clouds All Over the Sky. The sky cry. Dark clouds all over the sky. I can see the moon sign.
sky. I can see no star sign. Feeling blue all over the sky. Thunder and lightning, every sound makes the sky cry. Sky.